Well, hello there. We're here. We got it, got through the weekend, and we're live again. I know
we're here.
Might have had Jerry and Debbie withdrawals over the weekend, but we are live here to start this new week on Monday. Man, the end of the month already, Debbie. I can hardly believe it. I am Jerry Usher, along with Debbie Giorgiani and the show team, and you, the Take Two family.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is going to be a great discussion today with the help of our wonderful Take Two family. So just a reminder, we are a live call-in show, and we would love to hear from you. If you're listening, you do not have to be Catholic to call in. We present the topic, and then you take it away with your lived experiences, your takes, your just your thoughts on the subject. Please don't hesitate. Say yes. We need your help. So today we're asking you to really think deeply about this and then to respond. Tell us the person you secretly look up to and why. And Jerry's going to give us some of the details of that. Because we're going to broaden the discussion. But here's the number, 833-288-3986.
Well, it's nothing new. It goes back probably to the dawn of time that when we are trying to be the best version of ourselves, we look around at other people and what makes them good people, virtuous people, holy people, kind, gentle, and all of that.
Faithful.
And sometimes just in our hearts, we just harbor that person's, you know, that person's name and image in our minds and in our hearts and say, you know, I really admire that person for, it could be for a skill, any one particular thing. It could be, like I said, just for the person who they are. Maybe someone has been a mentor to you and really taken an interest in your development and growth, and you feel like they really helped you get to where you are today. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
And I added faithfulness, Jerry, because for me, that's very important. There are many people that I admire and look up to, past and present, even some famous people like saints. And I just love that. But I think for me, Jerry, I don't know how you feel about this. I was thinking about it the entire weekend. For me, it's those people that have gone through really serious situations in life. Major health situations, losses, trials and tribulations, everything in between. And then they still remained faithful and even their joy increased. And that to me, those are people that I really look up to. They're the role models for me. They just embody the, you know, sense of obedience and humility and dedication and love of our Lord. I think it's that those are the kinds of people that are pretty incredible, because I think when you go through the most difficult times in life, there is that little bit of you that wants to say, where is God in all this? And you want to walk away, right? Because you're feeling hurt. You're feeling abandoned by God, right? And those people that really turn it around and make it something that just kind of catapults them into the next level of spirituality. Those people are, they're heroes of mine.
Well, you mentioned the word humility, humble. I was going to say the same thing. Most of the people that we admire, I think one of the things that attracts us to people like that is their humility. They're not blowing their own horn. They're not out to, you know, get ahead and to walk all over people to get somewhere in life. They're very, very selfless people. And this, folks, this could be, as Debbie said, a saint. It could be a pope. Definitely a spouse, a child, a sibling, neighbor, coworker, entertainer, musician. Who is it that you could share with the world today? And that, by the way, you are sharing it with the world. These are people who will never, probably ever have 15 minutes of fame, as they say, but you can give them a couple minutes of fame right now. Not that they would be looking for that, but I know your heart would love to share with the world who has been this special person or persons in your life. 833-288-3986. Shouldn't take too long for you to think about this and come up with maybe many, but we'd ask you to kind of limit it to a couple if you can. 833-288-3986.
And if you don't want to tell the world exactly who this person is, you can just describe what they mean to you, what the relationship is. And so I understand that, because I don't want to share one of the many folks that I look up to. She is amazing, and she is that humble, gentle, just beautiful, faithful daughter of the Most High God. I love her so very much. She's been a friend and a neighbor for over 30 30 years. And Jerry, I know you and I have spoken privately about her, and she's one of these people that no matter what hits her, no matter what she faces, she is praising God. And she literally has her hands up in the air, praising God all the time. That is the way she conducts her entire life. She moves with the Spirit. And when I watch her, and I kind of watch her even sometimes from a distance on Facebook, Jerry, I say, wow. She never wavers. She never loses hope. She's so encouraging. So folks, do you have somebody like that in your life that you secretly look up to and you say, you know, that is a person that really is just extraordinary? Please share it with us. And why? What are the reasons? 833-288-3986. And Jerry, just real quickly, I'm getting some comments coming in. Everybody's really excited to see both of us on video. So we're waving to both of you. Yeah, folks, I was under the weather last week. It was brutal. I was coughing and I gave it to, as every good wife should, I gave it to my husband. And so it was just bad. It was bad in the Giorgiani household, but we're hanging in there and we're back, hopefully.
I would put out a couple people that I very much admire. One of them, I mentioned this on the show before, the gentleman that I share a house with and I take care of to a certain degree, Harvey. He is a very beautiful, delightful, simple, not a simpleton. He's very deep, but he has a very simple faith. He loves God so much. I've seen him even well up with tears when he receives the Holy Eucharist sometimes. And so he has been a very, very dear friend of mine and a role model, and maybe even in a little bit of a sense of father figure. So I really do admire him. The other is also a father figure, and that's my pastor, Father Paul, Father Paul Smith. I've mentioned him on the air before. You would never know that he is going through a lot, and we don't even know what he's going through right now. He had a brain tumor, had it removed. This was a few years ago. He recently had another MRI. I don't think any of us have heard the results of the MRI. He shares with me a little bit here and there about how he's feeling and what he's going through and some of the symptoms that he's having that have come back. So, but you would never know it. Never. You see him at church, in the office, at Mass. He is always just 100% joyful and peaceful and outward thinking and acting, putting other people in front of him. So Father Paul as well. What about you, Take-Two family? Who is the person or persons you admire secretly or maybe not so secretly? 833-288-3986.
We hope you join us on this wonderful live broadcast of Take-Two with Jerry and Debbie. We are asking you to share with us that person you secretly look up to and admire and why. We'd love to hear from you, so please don't hesitate. I know it's Monday and everybody's, you know, it's the end of the month, like Jerry said. We're already 1 month down in 2023. Can you believe it? And it's important, though, that we keep up with these topics and these discussions because we have brand new listeners each and every time we do this show. So it's important. You're the catechist here, so don't sit this out. Please dial in 833-288-3986. And Jerry, since I do have the mic, let me just share with our listeners, Sacred Heart of Jesus, Green Mother of Pearl framed print. This image is of the popular 20th century depiction of Jesus in which the viewer's gaze is drawn to his Sacred Heart. His heart burns with love beneath a cross and is wounded by the encircling crown of thorns and bleeding from the open wound on the side. Equally captivating are his eyes, so full of sorrow and love and sending the message of divine love and hope for humanity, but also one of sadness. So this is an image really that we need to meditate on. This 8-color print is displayed under glass in a custom wood frame with green tint mother of pearl inlay and a dark green lip. So it's an 8-color print. Wow. It's 11 inches by 13 inches and has a wire hanger on the back. It's available now at EWTNRC.com, free standard shipping. Online orders of $75 or more. This is for the continental U.S. only. Use code FREE at checkout. But you know, Jerry, when you know, some people may say, well, why do I want an image that looks so sad, you know, filled with sorrow? But you know, when we meditate on the passion of Jesus, when we meditate on what he did for us, it really does open up a whole new area of our own spirituality. You know, a lot of the saints did exactly that. And the saints are our role models, right, Jer?
Absolutely. So maybe there is a saint that you really, truly admire. I guess, you know, the easy answer is any one of them could fill that role because they are saints now. But maybe there is one in particular in your life. Maybe there's, again, that teacher, that mentor, your parent, a neighbor, a coworker, someone who's really just really been a blessing to your life and helped you to become the best you can be. Maybe a very, very good friend. Maybe you look at them as like, wow, that person's a real hero in my eyes. Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you at 833-288-3986. Get on board one of those open phone lines and we will talk about this with you. And we'll talk about it with Marianne first in Remlap, Alabama, listening on EWTN app. Hi, Marianne.
For taking the call.
Sure.
I have a friend. She's actually maybe 10 years younger than, or 5 years younger than I am. I'm 75. She has been such an example to me in all her life adversity. Her history is she was married, found out her husband was cheating on her, had three daughters, helped raise the granddaughter when her daughter got pregnant in high school. Mm-hmm. So then she finally eventually divorced. Struck out on her own. I think she worked real estate, insurance, whatever she could do to make money. Super Catholic, never lost her faith, ever. Then she worked at a rectory, and they maligned her. And that's when I got to meet her. She reached out to me when I was new there, and she reached out, and she said hello, and she was very friendly. And we got to be really, really good friends. And the rectory, there were people, I think because she was in charge of a lot of things and doing a phenomenal job, maybe there was some factor that was jealous. So then she never said a word, never defended herself. I'm like, why don't you say something? But she never did. And they even lied to the pastor. That was all cleared up, and those people left the parish, the troublemakers. And then she now, and her husband and she remarried a good, wonderful, holy Catholic man, prayer warriors, both of them. And then her husband got a brain disease. He has Lou's dementia, which is fatal. The average lifespan is, I think, 5 years, and he's alive for maybe 5.5 because they just love each other so much. She takes care of him. She's just someone I really, really, truly admire. Fast forward with me, my husband, it was a physical problem. He threatened me, and I couldn't stay there safely anymore. I still love him. Pray for him. His name's Marty. But anyway, he helped me through that. And, you know, it's just, she's been my mentor, really. She's just not, never, ever, ever bitter. Her ex-husband basically lured the three daughters away, you know, that you have to take sides crap, and they went with him. So she doesn't even know how many grandchildren she has, I don't think. But she's just a perfect example to me of trust Jesus, surrender, and take one day at a time. And I mean, she's just a phenomenal, strong, strong woman. And now she's helped my son, who's out of prison, and his wife. My son's working now, thank God. That's another whole story. But everybody looks up to her that has a brain, that loves the Catholic faith. So she's just an example of don't get bitter. Don't just give it to God. And, you know, I just had a thing come up with my now husband, too, as kidney disease and prostate cancer. So, of course, I'll go home to help him. Maybe I can't live with him, but I can be there and help him every day if he needs it. But she's given me advice with that, too. I just really, really admire this woman. So that's my story.
Wow. What a lady she must be.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Deb.
You know, I was just going to say, Marianne, I put your friend's, God knows who your friend is, in the book. So I put her in the book. So I wanted you to know that we'll be praying for her continued, you know, strength through everything she's been up against. And it's so interesting, as you were explaining her situation and everything coming at her, and then especially the breakdown of her family, and then, you know, the kids being pulled away, and she still maintained the faith, and she still, you know, kept the joy. I've heard this so many times. In fact, I've lived it as well. And I will tell you, Marianne, I had a wonderful pastor who said, when you go through some of the most difficult times of your life, you're going to go one of two ways. You're either going to get super close to God or you're going to drift away. There's really nothing in between. He said this to me, and it frightened me so much that I said, I lost everything. I'm not going to lose God. And I wonder if your friend, you know, had that same kind of feeling inside that, you know, things of the world were being broken and taken away, and she was being hurt by people and things of the world, but she wasn't going to let God be taken away. And I love that about her, whoever she is. You've got a beautiful friend there. It maybe sounds like you don't want to maybe possibly give her first name, and we understand that. But I just will say that we have to pray for the folks that immediately they do turn away from God. You know, they turn away when things hit them because they feel like God has disappointed them, God has let them down. And we're in a world where a lot of people are turning away from God, and it's brutal. And we're seeing the results of it as the body of Christ, because it affects all of us. So I just want to say, Marianne, God bless you. God bless that you recognize your friend, and God bless, many more blessings to you and your friend. That is amazing. What do you think?
Thank you. And just pray for my husband, Martin, please, because I still love him, but it's just not a safe living situation yet. Maybe someday it will be, but it's just a heartache. So thank you.
Yeah, we're very sorry about that, Marianne, and please know of our prayers for that. And we just want to say to you, too, you are a great woman of God as well, to be there for your friend like you are. And I'm sure that she greatly appreciates that. And it's got to be a mutual blessing that God has given to each of you, you to her and her to you. So thank you so much for being the rock and the strong friend that you are to her.
Thank you. And thank you for you guys. I just love listening.
Oh, thank you. You're very sweet. That line that Marianne was on is about to be open at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And, you know, Debbie, when we hear stories like that, you know, her friend reminds me of Job, you know, the book of Job, mm-hmm. in the Bible. Mm-hmm. You know, God allows Satan to, you know, treat Job just horribly, and he loses about everything, even his family and all that. Mm-hmm. But Job never curses God. He never turned away from God. And, that is a gift from God himself. I really believe that. But I know the advice that your pastor gave you is very good advice, because you and I have both seen people go either one direction or the other when adversity came into their lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I just want to go back to this again, because I think it's important that we state it over and over again, because we have listeners that come in and out, they're doing their chores, they're working. Some people put in their earbuds while they're at work, and so they're half listening. But it's very important we talk about this, Jerry. The world is saying, you know, hey, if you got dealt, you know, a lousy hand in this life, then blame it on God. You know, God must have let you down. You're not worthy enough. You're not loved enough. All the lies from the evil one. Okay. And the world is believing it. And that's the sick part of this, because it's going more and more in that direction. I can take care of my own happiness. I can take care of myself. You know, it's all about what I manifest, all this nonsense of New Age. It's all lies, and it's going to lead us all down a path of destruction. It's not good. We really must be like Marianne's friend that she was just talking about, a woman that can handle so much coming at her, but she's not going to lose her faith. She's going to get stronger. And because of that, she radiates out this beautiful essence that other people are drawn to, like Marianne. And that's the same way with my friend, Jerry. I think we should do more shows on that this year, because I think we're in a world that is very dark, and it's getting darker by the second.
My mom used to say something that really made me roll my eyes, and I realize why she said it now at this point in my life, and I learned it earlier. She used to say, if you have one true friend in your life, you're blessed. And I would say, Mom, I got all these friends. Look at all these friends. But, you know, you go through life and you move and relationships change. You don't remain real strong with some of those friends. You develop new friends. And so mm-hmm. I really believe she was right. And so, yeah, we have to pray to God that we'll have at least one and hopefully even several more good friends who will be there for us when we are going through those difficult times, because they are hard to go through and we're all going to go through them at some time in our lives.
Absolutely. We are. Okay, so do you want to, let's go back to the phones. And we also, let's not forget to read Timoteo's email he sent in, because he has broadened the topic to people that have passed, relatives that are passed. And I think it's a very interesting experience and feeling that he has gotten from that. But let's go to Jesse in Georgia on the EWTN app. Hello, Jesse, and welcome.
Hello, guys. Thank you so much for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Sure.
I'm doing good. Thank you. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Thank you, Jesse. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah. Thank you for this opportunity. And my son, I was going to share about my son. My son is now 17 years old, but when he was diagnosed with autism along the spectrum, that was when he was in preschool age, was kindergarten and the first grade. And I thought for a moment that I was a solid Roman Catholic, you know, believer. By birth, my parents always go to church. It doesn't matter if it's windy or stormy outside, go to church on Sundays. And I feel like God just put in a heavy cross on me when he got diagnosed with autism and left me alone by myself to mend. And so that kind of feeling kind of like make or break to me. I think that's what I was thinking during that time. And I feel like, you know, I have to search him. He's probably there waiting for me, you know. And I have to search him wherever he is, you know. Maybe he's somewhere. And I try to search him, and I try to learn from my son along the years. And now he's 17 years old, and I feel like he is just there. He is everywhere, and he is with my son. Actually, I thought that. He was being, you know, judgmental to me, but actually it was a love that my forgiveness and my compassion to other people has been, you know, it was something that is very awakening to me. And I was so thankful to Tommy, you know, it's autism. I mean, there's a lot of not very good things that's happening, but my love, my forgiveness, my patience has just, you know, developed to the great degree when dealing with other people's mistakes and not so judgmental and be forgiving to others. Tommy taught me that. My son during those years taught me that. And he is being instrumental, very instrumental. God used him to actually change me.
Tommy's the man, Jesse. It sure sounds like that. God bless you, brother, for calling in. And it's so beautiful that, you know, usually it's a child looks up to a parent, you know, a mother or a father. And that is almost always the case. Sometimes, you know, we don't necessarily come from really good families of origin. But it really, you think about it, when people think about it, they think it should be the child, you know, admiring the father. And I'm sure he does with you, Jesse. But the fact that you kind of turned that around and you said you admire Tommy and how much he has taught you. See, everybody has a custom-sized cross to carry in this life, and this was a cross that God knew you could carry, that you would be able to handle this. Not only would you be able to handle it, but you would get all of these amazing blessings out of it. And Jesse, I'm sure, Debbie, I don't know if you want to comment, Debbie, and we've got a break coming up, but there are probably many, many more blessings still to come in this beautiful father-son relationship.
Well, I think once you recognize that this was a learning experience, the blessings continue to flow and multiply. Jesse, amazing story about you and your precious son, Tommy. Thank you so much for sharing it. We needed to hear it today. God bless you for saying yes and calling up. Please join us, 833-288-3986. We hope you join us. We're asking you to please tell us the person or the people that you secretly look up to and why. We need to hear it because we're learning and growing together. Jerry reads an email that came in from one of our Take Two family members. I wanted to just go back to Jesse's call from Georgia about his beautiful son, Tommy. And I just wanted to say it again for folks that are just tuning in. Please really, really hear this from our hearts. We go through these difficult trials and tribulations. Why? To get closer to God, to get stronger. There's a reason for everything. There's a reason, and we should learn and we should grow and we should get much more in tune with God and tighter with God, right? And when we realize that, like Jesse has realized all the blessings that Tommy has brought in to his spiritual life, when we notice that and recognize it, the blessings will continue to multiply. Why? Because that's the God we serve, Jerry. He gives us more and more of us getting closer and closer to him. It's the way it works. And we may even come up with even bigger mountains we have to climb. But you know what? We're going to be strong. We're going to have the ability to do it. And on the other side of that mountain, we even get that much closer to God. It's incredible. And that's the name of the game. Mother Angelica talked about it on so many of her shows, and she was spot on. This is a training ground. And the sooner we realize it, the better off we will all be.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again, Jesse, for the call. We're going to get back to more calls in a moment. But first, an email I want to get to from our good friend Timoteo. And Tim has this to say. He says, good morning. My take on today's topic is not really secret, but a unique take on this. My maternal grandfather died in 1956, 5 years before I was born. And yet from the stories that my grandmother and my mother told me, I learned a love, respect, and admiration for a man I never knew. These are just from the stories he was told about his maternal grandfather. Yet I felt he would have been a kind and gentle grandfather, but I would not dare cross him. He had a very unique and fascinating background I will share at a later time. That's from Timoteo.
See, but that was important what Tim shared, because sometimes we forget everybody that went before, all these wise, wonderful, successful, holy people in our family and in our friends' circle. We forget them, but we can learn, and it can build character and virtue in us. So I love that email from Tim on the reflection of his grandfather. That's huge, and I think we need to do that. Maybe we should go back to our family tree and look up some of mm-hmm. these people. Are you know, they had some rough times. I mean, did your family come over from a different country? Because mine came over from obviously Sicily, but. Did your family?
I don't know the history of my family like I should. I know that they came out to the Pacific Northwest. I mm-hmm. was born in Seattle and grew up in the state of Washington. They came there from Oklahoma, so I'm not sure how they had okay. gotten to Oklahoma or when. But I know one of my brothers, Joe, is really into the ancestor, looking that stuff up.
But I bet you it would be fascinating if you ever did that, Jerry, because, you know, it'd be interesting. Okay, so back to the phones we shall go. Angel is up next in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, listening on the iHeart Radio app. Hello, Angel.
Hello, how are y'all today? It's a beautiful Monday.
Doing well.
I called a few years back, Jerry. Debbie was not there, and it was at the beginning of my daughter's cancer journey. She lives in North Carolina. Well, she's in remission now, and after 7 years of marriage, she's finally able to conceive and is expecting their first child in August.
Praise God.
What I wanted to say was her dedication to she loves Mother Teresa. It's one of her favorite saints is Mother Teresa, and her dedication to God and Jesus through the whole ordeal. Really spoke a lot to me, you know, just as a human and just as somebody who's going through hell on earth with her treatment. So she was very stoic and never complained. And so I felt like, you know, she's going through this and she's not complaining. And my husband and I would take turns flying up there twice a month for her chemo so we would be with her. But just seeing her go through that, and in a way, the suffering, I won't say was pretty, but it was beautiful because it just made me a stronger believer and a stronger Catholic and a stronger, I had more trust. And I really, this might not sound true, but I never really was scared for her, even if she were to succumb to the illness. I never was scared. You know, and as a mother, you want to fix everything, and I just knew I couldn't fix that. So we did the best we could and got her through it, and with God's help, with a lot of God's help, just being there with us and standing with us and just knowing that the outcome was going to be okay, whatever that was.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Angel, thanks for calling back. And we're just so so happy and elated at the news that she is pregnant. We thank you for sharing that with us. You know, suffering definitely can be a beautiful thing. And the reason is because we join ourselves to the one who suffered perfectly, and that is Jesus Christ. And suffering is something that's going to find all of us. We don't have to go looking for it. It is going to find us in our lives. And our reaction to that is going to determine a lot of things. And it requires, you know, everyone to surrender. You mentioned, you know, not only your daughter had to surrender, but, you know, you, the family, everybody had to surrender, be abandoned to God and to His will in this situation. And God definitely honored that and respected you and is definitely with you in all of this. That's my thought on it. Debbie, what do you think?
Well, my thought is, Angel, thank you so much for sharing this praise report about your very strong daughter, and we're so excited about, you know, the family expanding. But I wanted, and I'm sorry I wasn't on the show. I must have been traveling or something, or maybe even sick, but I'm so glad to get the praise report so I can put that in the prayer book. But Angel, I just wanted to share, you used the key word, trust, and you use that and so with such strength behind it, and so I thank you for that, because I've been saying this, and as a matter of fact, I developed a whole talk around it, that, you know, we can pretty much throw a lot of these words out the window, because they're not serving us very well, because as we know in this world, everybody's, you know, changing the definition of words and what they mean and everything. But there's one thing we need to hold on to as Christians: trust. God asks us to trust Him completely, entirely, to free fall into His arms. God asks that of us, but we have the free will whether or not we're going to do it. So what do we need? We need the confidence. We need the courage. We need the reinforcement of trust. Jesus, I trust in you. That image, that divine mercy image is in pretty much every church around the world. Why did John Paul II feel the need to make sure that was everywhere? Why did St. Faustina's message be pushed all throughout the world? Why? Because that's what God wants from us, trust. And your daughter was a beautiful role model of that. And you got it from her. It built your trust. Now you're passing it on to us. And it's going to help us build that confidence and trust. Thank you, Angel. You know, I love the fact that your name is Angel, because you know we have a great devotion to the angels. But I got to tell you, you're just a very special mother, a very special woman. We're so grateful that you called in, and you got to keep us updated and hopefully send us pictures of the family expanding.
I would love to, and I don't think that I'm any more special than anyone else. I think that without God's help, none of this happens. And one other thing I wanted to say real quick is, the moment I gave birth to both of my children, I fell in love with my children. Mm. There's no, you can't describe it. I can't pass it on to someone else and explain it. But I knew that falling in love with them was, it just was the way it was going to be. And God put that in my heart. And He knew that I needed that, coming from a broken home myself. I needed that love to have a great love for Him.
So. Wow. Yeah, see, God's grace, Angel, was at work in your life, really, in a sense, filling in some of the gaps that were missing in your own early life. He provided for that, and that's the way God does that. And, wow. You've got many, many gifts and a whole lot more beautiful blessings to experience, especially with the arrival of the new baby soon.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Please stay in touch with us, Angel, okay?
I will.
Thank you.
Awesome. Wow.
Wow. I got very emotional with that call. That
Here's
was huge.
A phone number. Yeah, we have a line mm-hmm. open, 833-288-3986. If you just joined us, it's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie live today on a Monday, and we're talking about people that you admire, secretly or otherwise. Maybe somebody in your life you would call a true hero, maybe a mentor of some kind, maybe a coach, a family member. 833-288-3986, and we will continue along with Richard in Florida, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Richard.
Hi. Hello, fellow Catholics. It's nice to talk to Catholics.
Hi, Richard.
Hey, it sure is. Sharing the faith is wonderful. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing my mom did. She shared her faith with us. We were five kids. My dad was agnostic, but he married in the church, and he was docile to the faith, and we were raised Catholic. And my mom and he, you know, him being agnostic and being in the world, eventually, after we children were grown, they divorced. And Mom kept us praying for him, and of course she did. And we were living our lives. And when he got cancer, she welcomed him home, and she brought him back into the home, and she cared for him like his wife, because she was his wife, even though he divorced her in a civil marriage. You know, still in faith, she was his wife, and so she was dedicated to him. And through her sacrifice, I believe, and through the example that she and one of my brothers exemplified in his care and taking care of him until he passed, he came to the faith. He actually requested one of the family friends, he's a priest, come and bring him into the faith, and he received Jesus before he passed away. And thanks be to God, I think my dad's up there and he can pray for us, but my mom, that heroic virtue that I saw in she, it was amazing. Because they got in lots of fights throughout our lives, and they were always at odds, even during his death process. But still, she stuck with him, and he came into the faith. And the reason I called, there was a woman before, she was talking about a friend, and then she basically spoke about her own situation and her own husband in that death process. It's a struggle. But the person who helps them through it, they are sanctified in my belief. And when my mom passed away, we were all there. We could smell roses in the air when she passed away. Mm. It was amazing. So I believe, you know, helping like she did with Dad really sanctified her and brought her to this. She's a hero. She's a heroine in our family. So, I mean, every year we get together on her birthday, and we hold her, we got her picture, and yeah, you know, we don't do that for Dad. You know, I mean, he came in late. He was like John Wayne, came in late, and, okay, but we do that for Mom because she stuck with it. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, Richard, can you give us your mom and dad's first name? We definitely want to put them in the book and then definitely honor your mom. I no doubt that you received that odor of sanctity, that odor from heaven, the scent of holiness around you. You know, how beautiful, because what you shared about your mom and what she did, that was that she really gave all of herself to the commitment she had to her family, to God, and she did it even though probably she still dealt with a lot of sadness and pain from the situation. That is Christ-like. That's amazing. Can you give us their first names?
His name's Phil, and her name is Sue.
And Sue, beautiful.
Phil,
wow.
And Sue. Yep.
What do you think, Jer?
Well, Richard, I am very edified by this by this story that you have told. My father, it was a similar situation. My parents divorced when I was 7. But earlier before that, my father had secretly taken our CIA classes and committed the Catholic faith. But for decades after the divorce, we had very little to do with him. And I was at his side, at his bedside. Our mother and all 5 of us kids were by his bedside when he passed away, which is, you know, a Hollywood script in and of itself. But nothing will draw a person to the faith more than being Jesus to them. You mentioned your mom and dad, even when she brought him back into the home, they were still at odds. Okay, but I really believe the Holy Spirit gave him the grace to look past those difficulties, those tense moments, and see Christ in her. There's no way he could not have seen that.
That's
and
right.
That is just the grace of God working in and through human instruments like us, broken human vessels. God can do miracles through even our weaknesses. So it's a beautiful story, Richard. Thanks for sharing it.
Mom used to watch Mother all the time.
Mom used to do what? I'm sorry?
Watch Mother Angelica all the time. She was
wow.
an inspiration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Richard, that's so interesting because as you're talking about your mom, I was thinking of my own mother who she was married to my dad, but she did the same thing. She jumped right into the role. They had a very difficult relationship, and she jumped right into the role when my dad got sick as well. And my mother just absolutely loved Mother Angelica. Isn't it interesting how Mother Angelica has the legacy and her words and her understanding of the faith and how she communicated it? It has affected all of us, and it will continue. It's affecting you, and now you're sharing it with the world. I mean, this is important stuff we're talking about. Let's just pray to God that we can continue to share our stories like this freely in the world, because I think this is where God really wants us to meet up. And I loved how you started off, Richard, with saying, it's so good to talk to other Christians. You're right. It's beautiful, and it's freeing, right, Richard?
Oh, yeah. You know, because there's no concealment of things that might quote-unquote offend somebody else, and that's going on today in these places we go. So it's wonderful. It's wonderful. And just to be able to speak your mind and not get harangued for it because we are speaking the truth, who is Christ.
Absolutely. Thank you, brother, for calling from Florida. We appreciate that. Keep us on that Sirius XM channel 130, as so many people do. We're going to get to Tamara in just a moment. Before that, though, I want to tell you about, speaking of Mother Angelica, Mother Angelica Live Classics, Tuesday night, 8 Eastern Time, right here on many of these same EWTN radio stations as well as television stations of EWTN, where Mother Angelica shares her timeless wit and wisdom. And this week, Mother reflects on the miracles of Jesus and discusses is the Sacrament of Penance. That's Mother Angelica Lives. Classics, don't miss it, folks. Tuesdays, 8 Eastern Time on EWTN television and radio.
And if you don't know about Mother Angelica that much, this is the perfect opportunity. You can catch up with the rest of us because she's amazing. Right, Jer?
Yeah. Yeah, and you can even go on EWTN's website. They've got a special section there on the website all about Mother and her life and legacy. So I agree. Everybody should learn all they can about her because look at you and I are sitting here because of her.
Absolutely.
People have come back into the faith because of her. So many miracles, so many wonderful things. So we all owe a debt of gratitude to Mother.
Well, and I just noticed she's actually right over my left shoulder. The Raymond Arroyo's book. You can see a picture of Mother Angelica right there. See, so we definitely believe what we're sharing, folks. Jerry, where are we going next?
All right, Fayetteville, Georgia. We're going to stop off there and talk to Tamara, who's listening on The Quest. Tamara, good afternoon.
And good afternoon. It is good to hear from y'all, and always good to hear y'all on the radio.
Thank you.
Happy 7.5 years on the radio with the Take Two family, too.
Thank you,
Tamara. Thank you.
Yes, and I had a couple of things I was wanting to talk about. I love a priest down in Griffin, Georgia, named Father Smythe, and Father Smythe told me how to do a proper confession years ago before I had ever even thought about becoming Catholic or didn't know anything about the Catholic Church. I was going for some very good spiritual advice, and then we talked about confessions. I took my first confession with him, and then he explained to me how to do a proper alms, to when we are giving alms, to give our very best. and something brand new, even something that maybe you would love to have yourself, and that is proper, and to give it, I knew to give it joyfully. And I was so excited. I went home, and they needed some groceries at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church. I got like $65 worth of groceries, went straight back, and my mother, we were raised Baptist, she's like, no, I don't think you should. I wasn't listening, and I went straight back to Father Smythe. He prayed over it and was so happy and rejoicing. And then when my father got home from work that day, Daddy was thrilled. He's like, did he accept it, Tammy? I'm like, yes, sir, he did. And he said, and everything was brand new, like he told you. And Daddy was like, all right. Dad was real glad. And Mom had forgotten. She wasn't upset. She just, you know, was wondering, what was I doing, and was it going to be okay? But it was very good to get that information, because it's accurate, and it helps our hearts and minds be set proper for helping our brothers and sisters. And then another thing is the prayers for St. Mother Mary's intercession. They are effective. They're extremely effective. I had used them on a gentleman that I care a whole lot about. He had terrible cancer, and I had never prayed for Mother Mary to intercede and help, and I started praying that, and he started putting on weight. And I'm in Georgia. He is in Connecticut. He still is. He's alive, and everything was improving. So, and I was telling your screen caller that this man had helped me years back when I almost had apostatized. Him and his mother had prayed for me and kept me restored and connected, even though some of his, I don't know how you'd say it, but he would tell me to go to church and drop him off by the bar.
Oh,
and then he would never be there when I would get out of church. But he'd be like, come right back. And, you know, we'll go and eat lunch.
Wow. Amber, we're getting short on time. I'm not Amber. Amber's next. Tamara, we're getting short on time, so I wanted just to make a couple quick comments. You've had some amazing relationships, amazing experiences, and this gentleman that you were just talking about did a lot of beautiful things for you. But I'm thinking about, you're talking about Father Smythe, who really taught you some of the important spiritual practices that really we all could stand to know a whole lot more about, and that is how to make a proper confession, how to give alms. If you come to my parish, my pastor's always talking about, folks, we got to get more of you to come to confession. You know, we don't understand that. And then almsgiving as well. You know, so these are the kinds of things, Debbie, that, you know, obviously a good priest like Father Smythe is going to impart to somebody like Tamara.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love how you shared what you've learned from Father and from others and from practicing, you know, having the different devotions, bringing the Blessed Mother into the circle of needs and intentions. Tamara, that is awesome. We need to keep these conversations going. It's so important, because people are losing confidence in God. They are. We see it all the time. We get the emails. People are starting to go, I don't know where God is. I don't know how to bring God in. And Tamara, by your testimony, by your witness, you're sharing and you're saying, hey, this works. It's working beautifully, and it's allowing us to grow spiritually. Tamara, way to go. God love you. Thank you so much for calling in.
I'm going to go to Amber in Ontario, Canada. Amber, we've got about 2 minutes, but we wanted to get to you because I think you called earlier and dropped the connection. So, hi, Amber. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Sure.
So it's an honor to be here. I'll try to make it short. I guess I have to pick now. I had two friends and my own mother, but one person in my life who I'm witnessing suffering very valiantly right now and becoming stronger and holier for it is a friend, Vesna. I guess I can name her. Hope you don't mind, Vesna. And she, it's hard, right? Because some of the greatest sufferings are very personal and private. And so she goes through different physical ailments of her own, and other private things maybe that won't bother going into on air. But she is always praying for others to to the extent that she'll write down, you know, your deceased relatives that you've lost, that you cherish so much, and she'll mm-hmm. take that on and be praying for them. Mm-hmm. And it's just astounding how she still puts others before herself.
Got about 30 seconds, Amber.
Okay.
30 seconds.
Vesna, you're an example to myself and to so many others that you might not even know. And if you're listening, now you know.
Beautiful. Well, and Amber, you also wanted to share another friend and your mom. I put everybody in the book, just so you know. Tomorrow is our unscripted show. If you have more to share about these wonderful, fine folks, you're more than welcome to call back tomorrow. It's unscripted, so you can finish. We're just up against the clock, and we so appreciate you calling back and sharing. We agree with you. You know, when folks get stronger through the suffering that they endure, it is a model for all of us to look up to emulate, to respect and admire. Wow, Jerry, this was a fantastic episode of Take Two, thanks to our Take Two family.
Yeah, we got an email from Carolyn, has a prayer intention. Carolyn, please know that we have added those to the prayer book, and maybe we can even mention this, get the Take Two family praying with you on tomorrow's unscripted show. So that's Debbie. As Debbie said, that's what we have for you tomorrow. Want to thank Ace McKay, our producer, Matt Gubinski, our call screener. Jeff Burson is on social media. Thanks for all of your comments there. Until tomorrow, we want to wish you a beautiful and blessed day. Ask St. Joseph, please pray for us.